Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, July 23rd, 2021. Welcome to day 185. Trump's Political Action Committee collected $75 million this year, but so far the group has not put money into pushing for the 2020 ballot reviews that Trump touts, even as he assiduously tracks attempts by his allies to cast doubt on the integrity of the 2020 election. The former president has been uninterested in personally bankrolling the effort in Arizona or to push for similar endeavors in other states, according to people familiar with his finances. Instead, the Save America Leadership PAC, which has few limits on how it can spend its money, has paid for some of the former president's travel, legal costs, and staff, along with other expenses. In Alabama, Republican Governor Kay Ivey blamed the unvaccinated folks for the rise in COVID-19 cases in her state, a remarkable plea at a time when many GOP leaders are refusing to urge people to get vaccinated, even as COVID-19 cases surge in many parts of the country. Alabama is the least vaccinated state in the country, with roughly 33.9% of residents fully vaccinated. This according to data from the U.S. CDC. Meanwhile, longtime Trump ally Tom Barrack struck a $250 million deal to get out of jail. A federal magistrate judge on Friday ordered Barrack, a longtime associate of Trump who was indicted earlier this week on charges of illegal foreign lobbying, to be released from jail pending trial, freeing him on a bail package that includes a $250 million bond secured by $5 million in cash. The judge also ordered him to wear a GPS location monitoring bracelet, barred him from transferring any funds overseas, and restricted his travel to parts of Southern California and New York. Back in D.C., the conservative House Freedom Caucus urged Kevin McCarthy to try to remove Nancy Pelosi from her position as Speaker of the House. In a letter on Friday, the far-right group asked McCarthy to file and bring up a privileged motion by July 31st to vacate the chair and end Nancy Pelosi's authoritarian reign as Speaker of the House. The motion is all but guaranteed to fail in the Democratic House, but it signals a stewing anger on the right towards the Speaker. Moving on, Joe Biden is expected to nominate Caroline Kennedy as the next U.S. ambassador to Australia. Kennedy is the daughter of former President John F. Kennedy and served as ambassador to Japan during the Obama administration. She is a longtime friend, ally, and donor to Biden, who endorsed the president's candidacy early in the campaign and spoke last summer at the DNC. And finally, lawyers for the state of Mississippi have urged the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. The state is appealing lower court rulings that struck down a law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The court agreed in May to hear the case, which will be argued in the fall, most likely in November or December. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.